This is WMUC Digital College Park. Good early evening, everyone. I think it's the early evening. My name is Giuseppe Lopiccolo, and you are listening to Daidokoro Radio. That's right. We're going to get started on some good old Japanese music. We're going to run a quick PSA before I get started today. Let me just grab that real quick. Just bear with me just for a second, folks. You know, I hope I'm not too too loud or too quiet. It's either one or the other. So just give me one second. I think, let's see, what do we want? Well, the campus pantry is very prominent on campus, so we'll go with the campus pantry. So here is the campus pantry to give us a quick PSA before we jump into some Japanese tunes today.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
All right, big thanks to the Campus Pantry for that PSA. So, the question is, what is today's program going to look like? Well, we're going to, as always, go do an anthology between 1970 and today of Japanese pop music. It's what we've been doing for the past 2 weeks. We're going to do it for another third week on episode 3 of Daidokoro Radio. So we're going to get started with really someone who's called the Eternal Queen of Asian Pop, so you know she's good. She is considered to be one of the most successful and influential Asian artists of all time. We're going to jump right in with Teresa Tang's 1971 Kita Sakaba, which means, I think it means North Bar in Japanese or something like that. So we'll jump right in with Teresa Tang. Let me just get that up and running. Here we go.
できる
All right, that was Teresa Teng. Now, Teresa Teng, I had no idea how popular, how popular she was, but apparently she's such a famous singer. She's from Taiwan, that there's a phrase that she gave birth to, which is, wherever there are Chinese-speaking people, there is music of Teresa Teng. So very popular singer. She speaks like 5 or 6 languages, and Japanese is one of them. So we're going to, of course, include her wonderful presence on the show today. Next up is SOS by Pink Lady. It's one of their seminal pieces. It was released in 1976. It's a single. And it became their first number one hit on the Japanese Oricon singles chart in the following year, 1977. We listened to a little bit of Pink Lady last week, and they're still one of my favorite artists from the 70s. So they do play an SOS tone at the beginning of the piece, so let's hope that the FCC doesn't get too mad about that. I'll try to avoid it, but I don't think there's anything we can do about it. So we'll jump right into Pink Lady SOS. Is such a just such a fun song. Really, it's just a lot of fun. All right, we're gonna get off of Pink Lady now. We're gonna move into the 1980s, probably almost every city pop fan's favorite decade in Japanese pop, the 1980s. We're going to start off with a kind of a force in the 1980s. That's Junko Ohashi with 1981's Shiroeto Romantsu. It's a just a great song, really dramatic, a bit dark, and just a great song, you know. And I do apologize, I'm a little bit unprepared today. I was running from the I work as a photojournalist for a capstone program in the House and the Senate, so I was running from DC all the way down here. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare, so I don't have a lot to talk about today. But we are going to get started with Junko Ohashi. So let's just jump right into Shiroeto Romantsu.
Thank you.
All right, that was Junko Ohashi. As the music was playing, I was reading a little bit about her. Apparently, she's known for her overwhelming singing ability, and I think that that song is the epitome of that. You know, she's a very successful artist between the late 1970s and early 80s in Japan. Next, we're going to jump into Henri. Of course, we're going to have a piece by Henri, 1983's Shyness Boy. Right, that was, excuse me, that was Henri's Shyness Boy. That's part of her 1983 album Timely, which was the highest, one of the highest selling albums in Japan in 1983, and one of the highest in the 1980s and the city pop genre. Next, we're going to jump over to a unique genre, we'll put it that way. We're going to be listening to possibly some people's first introduction to Japanese popular music, and that's going to be the music of Joe Hisaishi and Azumi Inoue, released in 1988. My Neighbor Totoro really came on the scene and was, at least for me, my first introduction to Japanese music. So we're going to kind of pay homage to them. We're going to listen to the ending theme from that film, My Neighbor Totoro, and it's really just a wonderful theme. And you know, it being May and it being kind of the spring season, it reminds me a lot of Japan in the spring, and that movie really does, the spring and the summer. So we're gonna go ahead and play Hisaishi's kind of seminal piece almost. All right, here we go. I absolutely love that song. It brings me back. It really does. Just a great composition by Hisaishi. And in fact, you know, if I could do this show longer, I would love to do an entire segment just devoted to him, because he's just such a big force in Japanese music today. With all of his Ghibli music and outside of Ghibli music as well. People don't realize he composes his songs outside of Ghibli work. So anyway, just a great composer. We're going to jump on over to rock music now, believe it or not. So we're going to be jumping into Anzan Chitai. In 1985, they released Kanashimi ni Sayonara. If you're learning Japanese, there's two big words there, kanashimi, sadness, and sayonara, of course, goodbye for a long time. So after debuting in Tokyo in 1982, Anzan Chitai became one of Japan's most successful rock bands of the 1980s. And this single itself peaked at number one on the Oricon singles chart. It spent about 18 weeks at the top of those charts, and it sold over 400,000 copies. So it's a pretty great song. So we're going to jump right into it. Here is Kanashimi ni Sayonara. Yeah. Right, that was Kanashimi ni Sayonara by Anzen Chitai. Next, we're going to jump over to a genre I don't usually put on, and that's going to be rap music. That's right, we're going to jump into some hip-hop. We're going to be listening to Rhymester, which was a group that was formed in 1989, and it is one of the oldest Japanese hip-hop acts. So it's really early, you know, kind of street style hip hop. It's really, really great stuff. We're going to be listening to their 1999 release. So we are jumping into the 90s and late 90s, but their 1999 release, B-Boy-ism. It's really just a great introduction, very like easy introduction to Japanese hip hop. So anyway, great song. We'll jump right into it. All right, good stuff. Really, really a great song and great introduction to kind of early Japanese hip-hop, like I said. Next, we're going to jump into Yell. It's a 2009 release by Ikimono Gakkari. I was reading up a little bit about Ikimono Gakkari, and apparently the name of that band is the same name applied to children's groups that take care of the exterior of school buildings in Japan. So I really, really kind of love that name. It's really a great name. So this is a bit of a kind of a very sad song, you know, and a bit darker. But I think we're going with kind of those themes in this in this set. So anyway, we'll jump right into Yell by Ikimono Gakkari.
私は今どこにあるのと踏みしめた足跡を何度も見つめ返す枯葉を抱き秋めく窓辺にかじかんだ指先で夢を僕らはなぜ答えを焦げて果てのない暗闇に自分を探すのだろう誰かをただ思う涙もまっすぐな笑顔もここにあるのに本当の自分
All right. That was Yale by Ikimono Gakkari. Next, we're going to be listening, and we've really jumped into modern Japanese music now. So we're going to be jumping into Kenshi Yonezu's Lemon, which was released in 2018. It's the theme song for the TV show A Natural. It sold more than 500,000 physical copies and 3 million digital copies in Japan. So it's a very popular song and a really, really great song. So we're going to jump right into it. And that was Lemon by Kenshi Yonezu. Really a wonderful song, very very dramatic and I just love that type of music. I'm telling you, it's really, really good stuff. You gotta love the dramaticness, I guess, of Japanese popular music. That's why I love it. So it's really good stuff. Next, we're going to go into a song that always gives me and my friends the giggles. That's going to be Masayuki Suzuki's 2020 Daddy Daddy Do. Yes, that is what it's called, and it's a great song. He's known as Japan's King of Love Songs, and this is the 40th single by Suzuki. It was released in 2020, like I said, and it peaked at number 15 on the Oricon single chart, and it was used as the opening theme for the second season of the anime Kaguya-sama Love is War, which makes sense. Given his title. So anyway, really, it's just such a fun song. Really, it's just got great instrumentals and everything, and you can't help not singing it at karaoke. We got to do it at least once. So we'll jump right into Daddy Daddy Do by Masayuki Suzuki.
Hotteru yoakemade.
All right. That was Daddy Daddy Do by Masayuki Suzuki. Such a fun song. And I'm telling you, every time we do karaoke, that ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da, that's the best part. So anyway, just such a great song and so energetic. I gotta love his energy. Next, we're going to jump into Fujikaze's 2022 release, Damn. It is a great piece of music. You might know Fujikaze from Shinoga Ewa. Was a viral sensation on social media and really bumped him to fame, not just in Japan, but in the rest of the world. Anyway, so he's just a great singer, really, and a lot of contemporary J-pop. He's really in that scene. So we're going to jump right into Fujikaze's Damn.
Time.
All right, everyone. We are getting close to the end of the show. So I've really enjoyed it so far. It's a lot of fun. We're going to end off with a transition song so that when the next team comes in, they can easily transition here. If they're coming, I don't see them yet. So we'll see. Anyway, so we're going to be playing Haru by Yoroshika. It's a 2024 release. It was used as the opening for Frieren. I think that's how you say it. I still have a problem with that. Can't pronounce French things or German things. I can pronounce Japanese things, but Frieren, I think that's how you say it. So anyway, really, really popular anime, but it was used as the opening. Haru, by the way, in Japanese, it translates to sunny, and this song is full of positivity, so we love it. So it's been really a great show. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. We're going to go over to our transition song now, and I hope you guys all have a great rest of your week and so on and so forth. So until next time, I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.